stop on our visit to Accrington was to go to the Winney Hill Brickworks. That's the home of the Norrie brick, probably Accrington's most famous export. And although it's just a small brickworks in Lancashire, it really had a lot to teach us about international trade and the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union, which wasn't really what I was expecting. But anyway, have a listen to this, see what you make of it.
Right, well, here we are. We're at the Winney Hill Lane Brickworks in Accrington. This is the home of the famous Norrie brick. The Norrie brick is the hardest, toughest, strongest brick in the world. They were developed back in the 1880s, but of course, they weren't actually meant to be called the Norrie brick at all. The idea then was that they were going to be called the Iron brick, to emphasise how tough and strong they were. But unfortunately, the team of workmen they got in to make the moulds, when they carved the word iron into the mould so they would appear on every brick, they forgot that when you turn the brick out it will be the other way around. So they put iron the right way around, so it came out on the brick as Norrie. Anyway, that was more than 100 years ago. The Norrie brick has become absolutely famous for building tough, strong-fired foundations. The Empire State Building, foundations are made from Norrie bricks. Sydney Harbour Bridge, foundations are made from Norrie bricks. Blackpool Tower, foundations are made from Norrie bricks. The Norrie brick was being sold all around the world because in the 19th century, Britain traded all around the world. Well, they're still making the Norrie brick here today. Let's go and have a look at some. So here they are, the famous Norrie brick. Toughest, strongest bricks in the world, all made in Accrington. They've been making them here for 150 years. They've been exporting all around the world for 150 years. And of course, the best thing that can help British exporters trying to earn money in foreign markets is a free trade agreement. Back when these bricks were first made 150 years ago, Britain was able to negotiate free trade agreements with any country we wanted. But today we can't. And the reason we can't is because we're in the European Union. It's the European Union that arranges trade deals for Britain these days, and they don't arrange free trade deals. They arrange what they call preferential trade deals, independent trade deals, all sorts of things. But they're not what British exporters need. All those trade deals are arranged with European manufacturers in mind, Italian shoemakers, Portuguese fishermen, whatever. So if Britain was to leave the European Union, we would be able to arrange free trade deals with other countries that suit British manufacturers, that would be earning money for Britain, creating jobs in Britain for British workers. So this is the Norrie brick, one of our great successful exports, and if we left the European Union, it would be more successful still. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to be voting out in the referendum.